producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists. Wow. And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it. But here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition. You're being asked a question based on reporting of a program that exists.
Right.
So you're the official government spokesperson,
exactly,
acting as if the entire program, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Right.
Pay no attention, we're setting up a world government. Pay no attention to all the autistic kids. Pay no attention to 10,000+% pediatric cancer increase from basically not existing to being epidemic. Just pay no attention to the death panels. Pay no attention to the increasing prices of health care. Pay no attention. Pay no attention. Pay no attention. Pay no attention to Alex Jones. I know nothing, nothing. That's what's so frustrating, is this is not hard to figure out. But I guess I was a kid growing up that they let me watch TV on Saturday mornings, and I could watch PBS documentaries on, you know, serious stuff, and I guess they took me to the opera and Shakespeare Theater, and I guess they did take me to Stanley Kubrick movies. I guess I didn't get the upbringing other people got. I guess I got kind of a snobby, hoity-toity one, but I went shooting and fishing and to boxing matches, too. My parents just exposed me to a lot of history and culture, and I guess the average person doesn't know that. I mean, because if you've read 100 books on Adolf Hitler like I have or more, it's almost embarrassing. I probably read 200 or more on World War II. I mean, you just know everything works. I mean, if you read a 700-page book on the SS like I've done, and it's so accurate off the Nuremberg trials, and then you see that we adopted all that, you just know how stuff works. Order of the Death's Head, read it twice. I just mention that because it's an easy, I mean, it's all about secret societies and this and that and this black op crew and how the British were funding this Nazi group. And I mean, and this is from the Nuremberg trials, okay? And then you got this childlike public that, like, I watch NFL and got a Harley and I'm a man. I don't have to know nothing. Hey, I love Harleys and I love football, quite frankly. You want to get down to brass tacks. But that doesn't make a man. A man that does not make, if you said it in Yoda speak. Now let's go to this clip. I want to play the full one. He tongue-in-cheek says I could be disappeared, but he's throwing that out at people to tell them, hey, you know, you're not supposed to say this. And then he goes on to say, no, the numbers are totally fake. This is, again, the CEO of Gallup, Jim Clifton. Here it is.
I don't think that the government is misleading us at all. I think that the number that comes out of BLS and the Department of Labor is very, very accurate. I need to make that very, very clear so I don't suddenly disappear. I need to make it home tonight.
We hope that wouldn't be a follow-up. Okay. Anyway, carry on.
But... No, I think it's the way the number's being used. So Gallup analytic teams, they were trying to figure out where the middle class was, looked into the GDP, and of course GDP, your audience is very astute. You know, it hasn't moved in 5 years. Yeah, blended rate of 5 years is about 2.2. So then we went to jobs. We said, well, I keep reading in good papers, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, and the president tells us that unemployment's the best it's been in 10 years. Okay, there's one side of it. Our concern with our analysts is that it's very, very misleading, because what America really wants are full-time jobs.
Okay.
30-plus hours. But here's the misleading point. The percent of full-time jobs in this country to the population is the worst it's been in 30 years. And although you have an astute audience, when you're at dinner, ask people about this. Nobody
knows
that.
That's right. They count people working two or three jobs as jobs against the general population. And then Obamacare kicked 20, 30, maybe 40 million off of their full-time pay so people could avoid Obamacare. So you got to get two jobs. They call that a new job. I mean, it's just total horse manure from a pack of lying scum. Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theory.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy prison planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. The last hour was just over the top how insane all the news is. General Mills starts pulling preservatives after an assault from the Food Babe Army. That's out of the Observer. And she always launches her operations here on this show. Great job to the listeners. British court throws out conviction of autism vaccine MD in Andrew Wakefield's co-author, completely exonerated, and next it'll be Wakefield. So they always say, oh, the study that vaccines hurt kids is a hoax. No, it was a hoax that they were discredited. There's a whole bunch of other studies show the same thing. Continuing here, the economy, every number, the Gallup is showing the real numbers that the economy is obviously in deep trouble globally. The Chinese, the Canadians, a bunch of other governments are saying just brace for serious global crisis, much bigger than 2008. I don't know how long they can push this off, but it is a big deal. We're going to be breaking that down. Huge news, as Obama says, he's considering before Congress passes a law releasing the 28 secret pages of the 9/11 report showing a federal government stand down by NORAD and the Saudi Arabian government funding the operations. Now, that's in Reuters. I know you've heard this thousands of times here, but now it's mainstream news. Now, you heard it a year ago from Walter Jones when nobody was co-sponsoring his bill. He was on a week and a half ago. He is now about to have enough sponsors to pass it. They are very embarrassed. So now I predict Obama will come out and say they want a partial declassification to kill the movement to release the whole thing. And they're going to try to just make it about Saudi Arabia. Oh, am I going to get apologies from all these radio hosts and Fox News and CNN people that go, Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther, and he thinks the firefighters blew up the World Trade Center. That's what they say. I never said that. Because when I say government, they go, you mean the cops? You mean the, and I go, no, I mean high-level government. There was a stand down at NORAD. That's on record. Read the 9/11 report. Oh, shut up. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, you're saying radical Islam doesn't exist. No, actually it does. Our government's funding it, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and protecting them. Shut up, truther. Just shut up. That's the games, the mind games they play. There it is in Reuters. Here it is in the New York Times. Yep, boom. Another one. We're going to get to towards the end of the hour with our guest, Dan Deo. I've starved species greater than you. CNN airs creepy anti-human PSA. We're going to get to that. We're also going to get into the new domestic army, where no judge, no jury, no indictment, the TSA will just not let you travel or disappear you in a new bill that's being called by economists and law scholars just North Korea. I mean, it is North Korea. Lawmakers to Obama, arm Ukraine now. She noticed everything I've been warning about since 9/11, 14 years, is now starting to unfold. Because they said they would make the TSA a domestic ground force to just disappear people. Now it's happening. Lawmakers to Obama, arm Ukraine now. That means war with Russia. The president of Ukraine says if it escalates, Ukraine to declare martial law. I mean, this is just Jordan Mull's ground campaign against ISIS, mulling a quick strike lightning blow against terror group. As U.S. troops begin to deploy to the region to fight the group armed by our own military. I mean, this is just insane. Brian Williams, NBC News bosses, are hanging him out to dry, the headline. Tom Brokaw is just as big a liar. But I guess it's okay to lie for the government or criminal elements. Just don't lie about yourself or just don't get caught. I predict he will resign. I predict he will resign because he's destroyed. I mean, how will they believe all the other lies he spews and obfuscations and omissions and manipulations once he's destroyed? I mean, he's no longer a good. And these thieves, they steal truth. They cover it up with lies. They are the cowardly and despicable American prostitutes. That's the headline on InfoWars.com. A new story by Kit Daniels. Global debt nears $200 trillion. Governments, households in more debt than before Great Depression. Now, the $200 trillion is current real debt owed by governments and by people and corporations. The fake debt, the derivatives that the bankers created, that they then manage as a black hole to control countries that they get to sign on to it, is $2,000 trillion. I am plagiarizing Rush Limbaugh when I do that. I remember listening in high school to Rush Limbaugh. I'm 41. That gives you an idea how long Rush Limbaugh's been on air. And just love this. Okay. I'm sitting here laughing about all this. It's gallows humor. You know, they say imitation is the greatest sincere form of flattery. I now tune in to the mainline conservative talk show host, and I hear my talking points that are just truth. My talking points are basic maxims of understanding that I've come up with, you know, that I've developed historically with analysis, and I just hear it all. I mean, I'm winning. You're winning. We're winning. And it's very exciting. We're going to have him up in the near future to break down Saudi Arabia and other big issues that he covers at his website. But today we're just going to focus on earthquakes, seismic events, and geopolitical operations. Stan Deo is really an amazing individual. I'm not going to go over his engineering background, working in secret top security clearance operations with the FBI and with other federal agencies. He's developed solar-related systems for Earth's climate. He's been involved in a lot of Tesla-type research. He's done a lot of marine projects and marine architecture that are classified, advanced propulsion engineering. But what he really does, he's known for, is accurately with unorthodox systems predict seismic activity. And he's on record on his website and here last year predicting a lot of new seismic activities across the United States in areas it's not traditionally. New York, Oklahoma, Texas. I got a headline here. In fact, it's in my stack. They had earthquakes up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area again just in the last day. Like, I know it's here in my stack, but I'll never find it, guys. Just, here it is. Here, yeah, this is in Oklahoma. Swarm of earthquakes strike parts of northern Oklahoma, but even again up in North Texas they've had some tremors. What's going on? A swarm of earthquakes has shaken parts of Alfalfa County in northern Oklahoma. The U.S. Geological Survey says four earthquakes have been recorded, and these are big ones for that area of the country, around Cherokee and Helena since late Wednesday, including a magnitude 4.3 quake with 5 miles east-northwest of Cherokee at 9:08 a.m. The Sheriff's Department has been reporting there's been some other quakes as well. I want to go to our guest to talk about this and to break down how he basically predicts these and what he thinks is causing it. Is it the pole moving? We know it's been moving at rapid rates and may even move faster. What's going on with Yellowstone? Is there really, because I've read this and talked to some folks that say it is there, that most U.S. Geological Survey seismologists are fully government funded. And or they work at a university as government funded, and they've been told if you say anything alarming, which we saw a few years ago about the Yellowstone could be getting ready to go, that you'll be fired or never see the light of day again. Stan, is that true, A, and then B, just give us what you think is most important first off.
Well, Alex, as far as what the muzzle is on the USGS, that has been a matter of public record, probably 5 years ago, but I have had a chance to talk to a couple of witnesses that were actually at Yellowstone, and when people were told, the geologist, to keep their mouth shut or they would be fined or imprisoned, and that was probably 2 years ago that I got the phone calls to tell me about that.
That's right, and they use the argument, don't they, that, well, this is government equipment, and so this is classified, even though it's not a classified agency.
Yeah, look, they even told the truck drivers that were bringing the equipment in, they weren't even USGS personnel, don't you talk. They made them sign the little non-disclosure agreement, you know, fine or imprisonment. And look, the data I got from one geologist there that actually is one of those that was told to be quiet and pass the information out through friends is this. They are monitoring all kinds of sites that they're not showing on the USGS earthquake plot for Yellowstone. And there is so much data being gathered out of Yellowstone by the government at the moment that they're having to use a supercomputer just to analyze the data from, you know, second to second to try to forecast as best they can when there will be an event there. And whether it's a major eruption or whether it's a magma flow or a toxic gas release, all those are important to consider and to prepare for. But you know as well as I do, with the Internet like it is, with the spread of news and rumors, a lot of times without people fact-checking, that should a hint of this come from official sources, it could create panic and hurt the economy even farther. You know, I don't know how much farther you can go.
For those that don't know, the AP and others have reported USGS says earthquake hazard greater than previously thought. So, I mean, this is being admitted, but as you said, they then muzzled them.
Well, look, you know, I've said this with you before, Alex. If we play the game where, say, you or I were in charge of the country and we wanted to protect the country and its people and the people from each other, if we were to come out and say the end of the world is coming tomorrow, we think, but we're not sure, then as an official announcement, people would panic. They would go out shooting each other, rioting, and that kind of stuff, looting. If we announce the possibility, not from the White House, but from unofficial leaks that occur across the country, then These leaks are picked up by people who watch the news and watch for behind-the-scenes colors, you know, what's happening, and they spread it through the community slowly without causing panic. Now, I think you and I would do that to keep the infrastructure intact in case we're wrong, because, you know, even with supercomputers, you can't really accurately forecast earthquakes and volcanoes to the minute the
What's the best science on the last three big eruptions? In fact, guys, you can search last Yellowstone super eruptions, and they go back over the thousands of years and the hundreds of thousands and millions of years, and it shows the areas. I mean, usually it covers more than half the country and changes the climate for a long period of time. What are the estimates on what the eruption would be like this time, and how bad could it be?
Well, they've been revising their thoughts on it, that it might not be 600,000 years between eruptions. There might be a 1,000-year window and that sort of thing. So they're being very flexible between 1,000 and 600,000 years for the next one. But they do all agree that we're in the zone now for another eruption statistically from Yellowstone.
And how many supervolcanoes are there on the Earth? Because it couldn't just be this one going off.
No, there's this one. There's another undersea one. I can't remember which ocean it's in, but the third one is in North Island, New Zealand at Lake Taupo, and we've been watching that too. In fact, a number of people have. It's going to be so big that it's the Yellowstone of the Southern Hemisphere. I think the other one is in the Northern Hemisphere, under the sea somewhere.
And I think it's Iceland, isn't it? Yeah,
Iceland certainly doing some wonderful things as far as magma and volcanoes. Iceland's actually raising up out of the seabed because the ice pack that covers the glaciers that cover the volcanoes there is melting. So Iceland is starting to rise up, and you can see more magma activity along that whole long fissure in the Atlantic Ridge that goes underneath Iceland.
Yeah, and they're blaming it on global warming when the volcanologists know it's because of the magma.
Well, and the other thing is, why is the northern pole region, why is that warming up and melting ice like rapidly in Greenland and Iceland, and yet the South Pole is gaining ice? Now, that's not a global phenomenon. It is the transfer of electricity in the Earth system from the South Pole up to the North Pole, transferring the heat from the South Pole up to the North Pole, warming the North Pole there, but cooling.
And I've talked to astrophysicists who have got multiple degrees, and they say that is indeed what's happening. And NASA admits the pole's starting to move. Is that connected?
Yes. In fact, NASA did release last year really high-resolution images of the magnetic fields inside the Earth, and they show in the northern hemisphere two north poles and two south poles down here underneath it. And that tells us that the north and south pole is really two sets that are splitting and rotating at the moment. And this is a pole reversal, a magnetic pole reversal, and that is generating part of the climate changes we're seeing all over the world.
Now, expanding on that, I'm looking at your breakdowns. I'm looking at the USGS. I'm looking at the Japanese numbers. I'm just a layman, not an expert like you, but clearly, isn't volcanic activity and seismic activity exponentially increasing right now?
Well, it certainly is increasing. I haven't plotted to see whether it's exponential, but it's rapidly increasing. We get notices here, Holly and I, daily, by the hour from USGS. And over the last few weeks, we've just noted lots and lots of earthquakes all over the planet, more than we would normally see. So, yes, it is rapidly increasing in numbers.
Now, I remember you were on about a year ago, and you said you thought there'd be more seismic activity in places that hadn't been. You talked about the fault line through Oklahoma and into Missouri and other areas. We don't have the staff or the crew to go back and pull that. I know it's on your site. You did say that. Why were you predicting this increased seismic activity? Because now it's happening right where you said it would, but also in New York and Illinois. I mean, what's going on?
Well, what I use to kind of guesstimate what would be happening rapidly is the fact that there were a lot of sinkholes all over the planet appearing. And these, to me, it fits in with my hypothesis that the Earth is expanding again. It has expanded before by as much as 25% of its old diameter. Now it's starting to stretch the surface and put increasing pressures on tectonic plates, particularly in the United States. And if you can, I don't know whether you can push a button where your producer can, but if you go to my website to the show images page at the top row, right in the middle. I've got today's snap of the USGS plot of earthquakes in Oklahoma.
We'll put it up. Standeo.com, D-E-Y-O, Standeo.com. We'll put that on screen. Go ahead.
Okay, and so what it does is in the middle row at the top, it shows the earthquakes today. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
That have come down from Oklahoma, down through Dallas, and down underneath San Antonio. And if you look at that that image I've got there, it shows that there is some kind of a geological formation that seems to the earthquakes seem to be following that line. And so then if you look at the next picture on the top row on the right, which is a geographic map of Texas, you'll see I've drawn a yellow line with a black outline showing where those earthquakes have been happening in Texas.
It's right down the fault line, and that fault line goes right through Austin, Texas. In fact, I'm sitting right in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, and the thing is that whole area connects to an area over into the New Madrid fault line. If you go to the second row, first picture where it says New Madrid Fault Region, and go on there to, I'm just going to tell you which line to go to, 1, 2, 3. This one shows it the best, I think. Click on the third line, first picture, which has kind of a white line, diagonal line cutting through it. And it shows the shaded area on East Texas right up into New Madrid is all kind of connected in that weak part of the of where the United States should have split when the continents were splitting, but it didn't quite do it, and New Madrid is a leftover of that. But I saw that if we keep stretching that, that it would create stresses along the edge of that that plain, that coastal plain that goes up toward Dallas and Austin. And that's exactly what's happening. There is a safe zone, kind of a shield, if you wish, that if you I'm just trying to see if I've got that. I don't have that map up there at the moment, I don't think. But anyway, this shield is a line showing where earthquakes occur from the edge of Canada, you know, on the west side, all the way to the east side, down into the Oklahoma region. And that is called a shield. And inside that area, north of that area, there's not many earthquakes. But south, east, and west of that, toward the coastal regions, there is. And that's what I used to kind of forecast what I thought would be happening here in the United States.
Break that down, because you did predict that, and now it's happening. What do you think is going to come next now?
Well, I think that we may see some more earthquakes start to form from Oklahoma City eastward toward Little Rock, Arkansas, into the New Madrid fault line, somewhere in that weakness area there. In fact, if you look at that middle picture at the top row of the main page, the show images page, you'll see a lighter region which shows a depression in the landform of the United States coming from Oklahoma City over toward Little Rock. And there is a fault line there that's not been very active, but I suspect that will be an area we will see some earthquakes here in the next few months.
Oklahoma has just seen, it looks like 100. How many? That looks like a lot. That's a lot of points.
Well, yeah, and that we think is due primarily to fracking, where they're injecting water into gas and oil wells, to bring it back up to the surface. And we do that here in Colorado as well, but they're doing so much here that I suspect that what they're trying to do is relieve seismic pressure in smaller amounts in that region to avoid a massive earthquake, where the pressure builds up and doesn't release until it's too big.
Now, I know the Israelis patented systems to use explosives, they believe, with computer models to stop earthquakes.
That's right.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I actually was in the middle of one of those over in West Australia years ago, back in the late 70s. At that time, I was seeing classified telexes coming from Pine Gap. But the United States sent a team over to Western Australia, north of Perth, into the mining fields to start detonating along minor fault lines with TNT. They had the teams out doing it. They were tributary fault lines to a major fault line that ran from up the coast above Perth down through Perth, and they were predicting a 7.5 to 8 Richter earthquake in that area, which would shake Perth to the ground because most of its buildings had not been built to earthquake code before 78. Now, to mitigate that, they were relieving the pressure on the main fault line by blasting the smaller ones and letting the pressure equalize out. Now, the Israelis have come up with a better system, as I understand.
They drill, don't they?
I think they do go down deeper, yeah.
No.
And because when you're blasting at the surface, it's not as good as getting down, you know, like a kilometer or so, so the shockwave does what you want it to.
Amazing. It's so fascinating, not just from the perspective of, ooh, this is scary. We're on a planet in space with molten lava just a couple miles under us. I mean, it's just so amazing. We'll be back with Stan Deo. I'm Alex Jones, StanDeo.com. We're at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word. This is important.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Lonely Sea. The Lonely Sea.
Coming up in the third hour, we're going to have open phones on any issue you want to discuss. Long-time callers, first-time callers, people can call in with their vaccine damage stories. Or if you love vaccines, you're welcome to call in. I'll take a lot of calls in the third hour and get to a bunch of economic news that I've scratched the surface on, politics news. They want to start war with Russia even more. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Stan Deo is our guest. I want to get his take on things that are geopolitically happening right now as well after he finishes up with earthquakes. But We got to get him on more than once a year. Standeo's a really interesting, really informative guy, standeo.com. We're going to go back to him here in just a moment. First off, I was thinking about the month of February. And we've got super male vitality, super female vitality. It's not a herbal Viagra. I mean, we don't advertise it as that. But obviously they've got estrogen mimickers in a lot of the food, a lot of the plastics. We're being bombarded with it. This stuff was designed by Dr. Group, cold pressed, the purest ingredients. I think it's 16 ingredients in the male. I think it's 18 in the female that just supercharge your normal glands. This does not mimic testosterone or other key compounds. It simply gets your body to release it, according to Dr. Group's research. All I know is it works like a charm. Back when I was playing football, some in high school and in college, I never took any illegal stuff, but I went to GNC and got some of the herbal Yohimbe and stuff, and it made me get a little bit bigger, but made me feel crazy and feel terrible and have hot flashes. So I never stayed on that stuff more than like a week. Super male, I can just take twice a day, just more energy, I'm more aggressive, I feel great, my libido's off the chart, and I mean, I'm worse than I was when I was 18. I mean, it's amazing. And similar formulas that aren't as good cost $100. This cost half of that, and then you got 20% off in the month of February on super male and super female vitality, the perfect gift on Valentine's Day. We can ship this out in a day or two if you order it. So we can, order it. You'll get it for Valentine's Day or order it. But it's not about the libido situation. That just goes with it. It's the energy. I've lost weight. I've got more stamina. I'm just in a great mood. And I've never run into anything herbal that does anything like this. And it's because we don't put the cheap trash in there that just increases testosterone. It doesn't do that or mimics it. These herbs just get your body to just get your glands excited. And there's nothing like the real thing. There's nothing like good old-fashioned real stuff that's in you. InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off. We also have the special where you can get a bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster that's got just a whole bunch of well-known herbs that supercharge the body's own natural immunities. But these are also high-quality but low-price ones. So we can offer it for $14.95, even though leading competitors are $30 to $40 to $50 for something similar. $14.95 for a high-quality but good-value product. Or get two bottles of Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 and get a free bottle of Ancient Defense to try it out absolutely free. And during these winter months, folks are crazy if they don't try to boost their immune system with vitamin C, sunlight, having a good time, having a good attitude, praying. All the studies show that. Getting your guts flushed out, getting that healthy with the Oxy powder available at InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. When you buy these products, you're not just getting high-quality products at very affordable competitive prices. You are funding a savage operation. I mean, I'm just not going to pull punches. I'm crazed. I hate tyrants. I'm kind of natural. I mean, you read back to folks that fought King George or people that fought other tyrants. I mean, they were more crazy than I am. I'm a wimp compared to these people. And they were so angry, they hauled guns 100 miles through the snow with no shoes, with a trail of blood behind them. Because back then, shoes, broke down in slush. They were leather-bottomed. I mean, I couldn't do that. I mean, so I'm nothing compared to our ancestors, and compared to most people, I'm a crazed Tasmanian, devil or something. Well, no, I'm not. I'm into interesting things. I want freedom. I want to sell people high-quality products because I'm a moral person. But not, if I was immoral, I'd want it to be the best stuff out there, so you keep buying it. I can't believe, and we'll go back to our guest, now in the last 10 years being into supplements and working with Youngevity, because they are a high-quality, trusted company with InfoWarsHealth.com, and then finally coming out with my own line, that there are so few other really reputable groups out there. I go to these biggest manufacturers that have, high-quality stuff that we can get, and they say, we've never seen anyone put this much high-quality stuff in something like DNA Force. I mean, we love what you're doing, but you're just beyond the quality of anything we've ever heard with what you're doing. Most of these big names, slick bottles, beautiful models, national TV ads, They'll put like a dollar worth of product in a bottle that costs 30-something cents and then spend $5 a bottle on marketing and sell it to you for 50 bucks. DNA Force has over $50 of product in each bottle. And then we mark it up. The average stuff, we average have about a 50 to 100% markup. The average, the industry standard is a seven-fold markup. Seven times. That's crazy. So that's why we're the best. We are the best. I only promise you the best. InfoWarsLife.com. That's why we're turning heads. Big time. You can also call to ask any questions or order over the phone. 888-253-3139. You can, again, go to StanDeo.com and find out about all of his very interesting work and black projects and more. But, Stan, thanks for being on hold during that break and plug. Let's go. And of course, people can find all your books as well there and a lot more. But before we go any further, let's get back into earthquakes, hit the most important points. I've asked a lot of the questions now. You kind of cover some of the other areas of what's happening with the Earth's crust, what's happening inside of it, the pole shift, all of these things. That are just out of this world but are really happening. And then let's get into your view. Geopolitically, it seems like all hell's breaking loose. And I know you're a smart guy and have a lot of contacts on that front. What's happening? Stan Deo.
Okay, first on the earthquake situation, while we were having the break there, I uploaded an image of something I think you and your listeners will find very, very interesting. It's on the fracking sites in the United States, a map published by the industry April last year. Fourth row from the bottom on the right-hand side, it says Fracking USA. And if you click on that map, all the green dots you see are where they are fracking into oil wells or gas wells, etc. And when you look at the earthquakes today through Dallas down through San Antonio and beyond, you will see that to the right of that, they are fracking the heck out of it all the way over into Louisiana. And up at Oklahoma City, you'll see they've started not only they got fracking all around Oklahoma City and north of it, you will see that there is a finger of fracking going out to the right through Arkansas, just like I was telling you about, along that fault line, right into the New Madrid fault line. And in West Texas, there's a whole cluster out there. Don't know why they're doing that so much, unless it is for oil and gas. But these others in the plains of Texas, the coastal plain region, and in Louisiana, you know, and part of Mississippi, that tells you that they're taking a great risk pulling it out there, because those are very well, laced areas with fault lines because of various activities.
And by the way, 5 years ago, I heard you on Coast to Coast AM. I'm not tooting your horn. It's just no brag, just fact. I heard you with George Norrie saying you believed fracking was connected to earthquakes. And now, top scientist agree in the last year, we have an ABC News headline that fracking is connected to the earthquakes in Texas.
Yeah. Look, it's a minor victory to be saying that. I'm sure that the geologists knew it at the time, but it took this long for them to be able to say it publicly, I think, without getting in too much trouble.
I interrupted. Please continue.
Okay. Well, that's all. I just wanted to show you that on that fracking map that it's quite interesting that they're doing it on fault lines and certainly the coastal plains of Texas and into Louisiana, Mississippi. These were all lowered and damaged by the Chicxulub meteor impact in the Gulf of Mexico, you know, long, long time ago, which shoved up shockwaves up into Texas. So it already is a weak area. And I just, you know, I don't know whether they're weighing their need for the gas and oil from those fields against trying to avoid any subsidence or earthquakes in the area. I just don't know. But that map, when I look at it, it just stands out in your face that there's something big going on in those areas. Anyway, that's earthquakes.
What are other hot areas in the world or in the United States for seismic activity?
Well, we have, let's see here. Let me see if I can just pull it up. Alaska, of course, is always ongoing. The one that I watch the most is right up near Eureka, California, off the coast. There's a long ridge that comes in out of the North Pacific. It's called the Mendocino Ridge, or fault line, but it's a ridge. And as it joins into California, Eureka, it's at the very foot of something called the Juan de Fuca Plate. And people, geologists have been watching this for years in comparison to all of the other fault line locations around the entire Pacific Rim, you know, the Ring of Fire. And the only area that has built up this much pressure, you know, here at like a Richter 9 or plus earthquake is right here at the foot where the Mendocino Ridge comes into Eureka.
And this is what you said last year, is this is the only area in this big Ring of Fire that hasn't yet triggered.
That's right. It's over 55 years overdue by their estimates. And so that there alone tells you that, maybe they're not quite that accurate. So it's a guess. And it is. And in their defense, it is the best guess they can make.
What would happen if it fully triggered? We're talking about an 8, a 9?
Yeah, you are talking about a 9. And that would produce tsunamis along the coast there. Of course, it would hit Japan later, a few days later.
And we've
later.
Been so blessed. People go, that'll never happen here. I know folks that have been in some of these LA earthquakes that are a lot smaller where highways collapse, hundreds die. I mean, folks, how many hundreds of thousands died in the tsunamis a decade ago or less, I guess, 8, 9 years ago? This is happening all over the world. We've been very blessed not to be hit by what's hit Pakistan and Iraq and Iran and all these other countries that just get devastated. I mean, I've seen numbers of hundreds of thousands getting killed in earthquakes in places like Pakistan.
You know, Alex, you chose the word blessed, and I do agree. It's by the blessing of our Creator, God, that we have been spared these things. But when we pull away from God like we're doing now, due to the administration, you know, and all the changes they've made, we can expect these things to fall upon us like judgments. You know, it's the blessing is being removed, I'm sure.
You know, it is really true historically that when governments do really bad things, even the pagans believe that if the government got real bad, that they'd have earthquakes and volcanoes and all the rest of it. And the Bible says that, and people always poo-poo it. I just know that it's pretty interesting what's happening right now.
Well, let's watch what happens in the Middle East. We can segue from here to politics, because if the United States is heavily involved, which it is, in the partitioning, the dividing of Israel for a peace treaty between, you know, Palestine and Israel and, the rest of the Arab nations. If it is divided, we can expect our country physically to be divided by earthquakes and damaging geological events like volcanoes, et cetera.
And you're saying because that's in Revelations or Daniel?
No, I'm just saying we've observed that whenever we do something to hurt Israel, something of a measured response comes from God to our country, you know, a proportionate response. So wait for it. When we hurt Israel, we're going to get hurt. And this administration, I tell you what, if you go to my show image page, second row down, right in the middle, I have a picture of Patrick Stewart, you know, Captain Kirk, in the movie they made, Star Trek First Contact. And he's saying there, this far and no farther, you know, they draw the line, and that's like in the Alamo, you know, the line must be drawn here. We have got to stop this administration. Somehow, we must draw that line now, and I can't stress that enough.
Well, there is, I mean, even for folks that don't like some of the things Israel's up to sometimes, the different governments, what's going on with arming all the radical Islamists, turning them loose all over Africa, the Middle East, trying to overthrow Egypt, and then criticizing Israel? I mean, that is what the White House has been doing. That's just insane.
Well, the White House is funding, the enemies of Israel, and even though you say that there are good Muslims and then there are terrorist radical Muslims, when you fund those countries, it funds the radical segment more than it does the people, the Muslims of those countries, that really just average everyday people. In Iran, we have to watch what the administration here does with funding Qasem Soleimani, General Soleimani. That's Solomon in their local language. Because he is moving against ISIS and is therefore, quote unquote, a friend of the United States, because the enemy, my enemy, is my friend. And so the United States is helping Iran, Qasem Soleimani, against ISIS. And everybody's supposed to applaud when ISIS gets crunched. And I think they'll get crunched. And the guy in the Middle East, the military genius that will do this and is doing it, is General Qasem Soleimani. And so America's funding of those activities there and in Africa, you know, it allegedly is to get rid of ISIS, but it is a betrayal of the United States.
Well, there's got to be a larger master plan, because criminals in our government and in NATO helped arm the Syrian Free Army, which basically is ISIS now. Saudi Arabia is involved funding it, too, but claims they're fighting it. There's a double game going on here, from my view. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, look, this is a chess move, and it's not the final play at all. But the reason I chose that picture from Star Trek of Captain Kirk saying, you know, this far, no farther, he was referring to an invasion from off-world by aliens onto the United, onto the world to conquer humanity, you know, and to enslave it. And I think the end game, look further than we are right now at local politics, look at the global picture, and I've said this time and time again for decades now, we are going to have an official meeting, release, you know, announcement of friendly aliens coming to Earth with super technology, and this is according to biblical prophecy as well. And this is what
you see the Pope and others coming out saying they think there's other life forms out there, and all the Hollywood movies. Now, there's a Project Bluebeam to have fake alien landings. But I mean, you're saying you think the end game is something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going toward a global dictatorship, but it will be like the movie, the miniseries V that Kenneth Johnson produced in the mid-70s. The friendlies come looking like humans with their spaceships, park all over the major cities. They have ships that are a mile wide, you know, just hanging in the air over cities. And our scientists are kind of just, you know, dumbfounded. This is impossible, but there it is. And they come in peace, they say. We mean you no harm. We will give you cures for cancer and energy and this and that. So people suck it up. And now then, you know that they had human skins over reptilian bodies.
Well, I know Hillary probably is actually a demonic 14-foot Easter bunny underneath her. I know the elite running things act like they're aliens from deep space come to enslave us. I know that.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
I'm sorry. Let me go back to our guest here. I just love the bumper music so much because I picked it. I have a problem. Once the song starts, I can't turn it off. I'm going to listen to that song as soon as I finish this radio show today before I go back to work. It's kind of a, instead of taking a power nap, I'll listen to a couple of songs. A little classical music, a little George Strait, a little Great White. Standeo.com, our guest. We're getting back up soon on his political worldview of what's really going on. But he just hit the hardcore issue. Why is it when somebody, an engineer or scientist, says, hey, this is demonic, you know, that's what's happening, people are like, oh, that's kooky, that's weird. But wait, 80% of America, 82% says they're Christian, believe in a God and the devil. Well, we're on a planet in space. Who is the devil? What is the devil that wants to kill, steal, and destroy and become God and mutate the genetics of the planet? Everything the Bible says, but it's not taught in the churches. Because they're basically government-run now. We're seeing prophecies fulfilled. And look, if you're an atheist and don't believe in spiritual things and other dimensions, which mathematics has proven, and Einstein went from being an atheist to being, you know, someone who believed there was a God. Because how can you do these equations and then not see the fingerprints there? But there's also a spirit of evil. But even in a Carl Jungian way, there are archetypes, and humans build a satanic archetype that always ends in giant black pyramids with human sacrifice. And every ancient culture believed all this was going on. I don't go there because people won't believe there's FEMA camps when I have the congressional documents. So they're not going to get into other things that are fantastical. But clearly, folks, we're not in Kansas anymore, and we never were. We're two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And so, Stan, next time you come on, we'll get you into the heavier, more esoteric stuff. But the elite do believe, at Skull and Bones, they believe they're worshiping angels, goddesses from space. That's been in New York Times best-selling books by people that broke in there, basically. They don't call the Bushes crazy for worshiping entities. At Bohemian Grove, they were worshiping entities when I was there. So whether they're space aliens, entities, whatever, or even if they're not real, our elite believe they're real, but you're saying they may fake this as the great delusion that we're biblically told about.
Absolutely. They're going to come as the good guys when the Bible says, beware the first lot coming as messengers of light. That's almost a literal translation.
We got a few minutes in this segment, one more five-minute segment with you. Get into some of your larger view, because you've been accurate predicting earthquakes. You're a smart guy, did a lot of secret operations that have been documented. I mean, what made you form this cosmology, just researching it?
Well, yes. Back in 1969, I fell ill with a bacterial infection that nearly killed me. In fact, I had the out-of-body, near-death experience. And after I came back into my body from that, I had a lot of stuff in my mind that told me to eventually write the book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, to expose this great deception.
By the way, that was a super worldwide bestseller.
Oh, absolutely.
How many copies of that did you sell?
Well, I left count a couple years ago, 250,000 copies, which is just for an amateur guy, that's a lot of books.
Well, I know, but it got picked up and put into other serials and things. I just know it was in magazines, you name it.
Yep.
We're
going to
come
yep.
right back. I'm going to have you back up soon for a full hour on the cosmic conspiracy, your view on that. That's a book I heard Bob Dylan likes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, I started taking your Nathan iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2, super male vitality, and lung cleanse every day. They're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nathan iodine or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.